GrowGrade Daily Brief number 124 for Monday, December the 17th, 2018. Yep, Randy Cantrell, your host here. Head cold and chest cold, it's still in full effect, but let's wind down this year, this week. 5 days to a high growth way of thinking. This is day one. I want to start this final week of the Grow Great podcast, well, the final week for 2018, by talking about a way of thinking, mindset, attitude, mentality, psyche, call it whatever you would prefer to call it. I'm calling it exactly what it is, a way of thinking. Now, depending on the topic, we all have a way of thinking about that topic. It's a combination of our personality, how we're hardwired, coupled with how life experiences have shaped our outlook. You think the way you think for a reason. That may not be a good reason, it may not be a great reason, but it's not just some random thing. There is a reason why you think what you think. And you also have enough consciousness about you, I would suspect, that you understand and realize that you don't always think accurately. You think what you think, you feel what you feel, and even though there are reasons for it, you and I both know you're not always right. Now, we're going to take 5 days. We're going to take 5 days to improve our way of thinking, 5 days to establish a high growth way of thinking. And then the Grow Great podcast, I'm going to go into dry dock until after the first of the year. So let's make this week count. Today is Monday. It's day one. The objective today is to come to grips with the truth that no matter how terrific we feel about our current thinking, we can grow it. We can improve it. Most of us have vast room for improvement. So let's begin by being clear about the terminology. A high growth way of thinking isn't merely self-confidence. Self-confidence is part of a high growth way of thinking, but that's not the total of what it is. Self-confidence can be difficult to truly understand because some people confuse it with bravado. Other people think that it's this irrational, I can do anything, no matter how strong the evidence may be, that no, it's not going to be possible for you to do that. One definition of self-confidence that resonates with me and how I view it is the belief that you are sufficiently equipped to handle whatever happens. I may not have all the tools, I may not have all the knowledge to handle every single thing, but I do have a quiet resolve that whatever happens to me, I'll find a way to figure it out. Without that, we're not going to be able to develop a high growth way of thinking. So you've got to have self-confidence in order to have a high growth way of thinking. And I rather like that definition, that it basically is the confidence that whatever happens to you, you'll find a way. You will figure it out. This isn't about you having all the answers, because none of us do. Mostly, we're all going through life, working hard to find our way, to figure it out, so we can decide what the best course of action might be. Life can punch us in the gut with something that we have never seen before, something that we didn't see coming. And at that moment, we can crumble, we can wilt, or we can suffer the blow. We can endure some pain, some grief, or any other emotion that we may feel as we process what has just happened to us. And ultimately, we can resolve, we're going to find a way through this problem. Self-confidence is not a rosy outlook. It's way more significant than that. It's deeper. Life, professional or personal, life will beat you down. It has beaten you down. And for some of us, it doesn't take very much. And for others, it just seems impossible. I mean, there are some people that they're like the Energizer Bunny. They just can't be defeated. What's the difference? What's the real difference in these people? Is it skill? Is it knowledge? Is it know-how? No. Each person sees themselves in different ways. They think differently. So here we are on day one of our five-day journey to a high-growth way of thinking. And already we can see that it's going to start deep, deep, deep inside us. If you were tempted to focus on what's happening in your life, on the external circumstances of your life, stop it, because that ain't where it's going to start. It's got nothing to do with it. And that's the truth. That's the truth, that it's going to be harder for some than others, because some people are going to want to stay so focused on external stuff bad things happen to all of us, and so do good things. Have you heard people say that events and circumstances are neutral, that they are neither good nor bad? Yeah, I laugh every time I hear that, and I hear it way too often. They're wrong. They're just dead wrong. There are plenty of bad events that happen. Horrible, vile things can happen. And to suppose that in our mind we ascribe meaning to these things, it's not only ridiculous, it's dangerous. There is evil in the world. Now, I'm not going to ignore that. I'm not going to hide from it. Does it mean that I have to participate in it? Does it mean I have to embrace it? Does it mean I have to relish it? Does it mean that I have to have this outlook that, oh, I'm just on the verge of something really bad happening to me at all times? No, of course not. Does it mean that it can't happen to me if I don't acknowledge it? No. No, it means that I can choose to be deluded, I guess. Right is right and wrong is wrong. Self-confidence includes the ability to see the bad for what it is, bad. It's the resolve to not give in to it, to not allow it to have greater sway in our life than it should or than it could. A knock awakens the house. It's 3 a.m. It is a loud banging knock, clearly intended to wake the occupants of the house. And at the door stand two detectives in cheap suits. And after they identify themselves, they inquire who you are and you confirm your identity. And they are sad to tell you that there has been an accident. Somebody in your family has been killed. Don't tell me that's a neutral event. That ain't a neutral event. Your knees buckle, literally. You may fall to the floor, crushed at the news. Minutes earlier, sound asleep, maybe enjoying a pleasant dream. And all of a sudden, your whole world is rocked. That's a neutral event. Give me a break. It's anything but neutral. Similar things can happen to us as business owners and as CEOs. News hits us out of the blue, and suddenly we're breathless, maybe even nauseated at the dilemma. Time passes, minutes, hours, maybe days, and over that time, something happens. We're able to get past that initial shock, and we've all experienced this. Time doesn't solve it, but time does enable us to build up the self-confidence necessary to believe that we will figure out what to do. And now, you may better understand why I lean so heavily on that phrase, you'll figure it out. I'm working hard to express confidence in your ability. That's right, you. In your ability to do that. Come on, you own the joint. You own the business. You're leading the business. You've proven that you're able to get this far. Why shouldn't I think that you can go further? Why shouldn't you think that you can go further? Now, again, this isn't about you having all the necessary answers. You have faced plenty of things for the first time, things that were beyond your experience. Well, what happened? You figured it out. Some things may have taken you longer than others. Some things may have been much more difficult for you than others, but you still figured it out. You got through it. I want you to look at your past successes. Don't fret about the failures. Yes, they are there too. And we're not ignoring the failures because they have taught us valuable, valuable lessons. But today, I want to concentrate on the bad things, the challenging issues that have occurred, and how you have endured those or you've overcome them. Yes, I said endured. Some things can't be fixed. They just have to be successfully endured. That 3 a.m. knock at the door, nobody's going to overcome that. I mean, that can't be overcome with change. You just have to successfully deal with it. You've done this your entire life. You've done it personally. You've done it professionally. You're without excuse to be confident. As a business owner, you have successfully navigated a lot of dangerous water. You have also sailed your share of tranquil seas where, yeah, you laid out there and you enjoyed the sunshine and the breeze. Well, today I'm asking you to dwell on those. Think of those specifics. Meditate on those successes. Yeah, go ahead. Dissect them if you want to. I want you to hold them really close today. I want you to leverage those so that they crowd out any doubt you may have. The game is to ignore that little voice that says, you won't be able to figure this out. Yeah, you will. Yeah, you will. You know why? You always have. It doesn't mean that you're invincible. Doesn't mean that you're infallible. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to fail. But those are moments in time, temporary outcomes. Look at the final score. When you look back at your life, look at the final score. Up to this point, look at the final score. When you do, you're going to realize that you have always found a way to figure it out, even if figuring it out meant getting past making the wrong decision initially. Battles are lost in winning wars. That's right. Battles are lost in winning wars. You're a warrior with a winning past. That's going to translate into a winning future as well. Be well, do good, grow great. My name is Randy Cantrell. The website is growgreat.com. And tomorrow we'll dive into day two of 5 days to a high growth way of thinking.